This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Quick update on Florida. It's still raining and the wind's blowing. All right. And stay freaking safe down there. And just one more quick tidbit from me, who's been through a lot of these things. Stay out of the floodwaters. Like we talked about last night, flood water is poop water. Don't swim in poop. That's generally a good rule for life. Don't swim in poop. A great lesson for all.
That includes EV credits.
Quit, Chris. Anyway, don't swim in poop and evacuation time. You want to make sure you do that early. What you don't do during a hurricane is evacuate late. People die in hurricanes in various ways, but where they mainly die? Out on the roads. They die out on the roads. Oh, sorry, I was a day late to the evacuation. Here I am on the highway with an nth a tank of gas. Oh, look, a tidal wave is coming my way. I guess this is all she wrote. Better off on the roof of your house, all right? Keep safe out there. Keep Florida in your prayers very, very much. All right. Now, I don't even want to do this, Chris. It's such a disgusting story. This is what... Okay, you know what? Let's have an honest talk. It's just you and me. Let's have an honest talk. I know you listen with your kids. 877-377-4373. If you listen with your kids, call and tell me. I know. I love that you listen with your kids. I think that's the coolest freaking thing in the world. I always thought the concept of a Rush baby was the coolest thing in the world. That Rush did it so great and for so long that he guided people through how to think about politics and that's so awesome. People grew up with him. That's crazy. My wife grew up with her dad in the car listening to Rush Limbaugh, taking her to school. She'll tell you about it to this day. Rush baby. I like that you listen with your kids. Even though the show can be a little rough around the edges, you know I always do a show you can listen to with your kids. I don't cuss. I don't talk. I just don't bring filth in here because I know you're listening with your children in the car, or you're listening while you eat dinner or make dinner. I know that. What's been very, very difficult for me, especially in the past 6 months or so, is all the endless LGBTQ stuff. Because so many parts of that stuff have gotten so heinous and repulsive and disgusting, I don't want to talk about it in front of your children. There are conversations I always try to keep in mind, right? I've got two sons. My sons are 13 and 12. I don't want to talk about this in front of your kids because I wouldn't talk about it in front of my kids. I mean, I'll have discussions, and I've had discussions like this in front of my kids, but your kids are listening. I'll tell you, for instance, here's a great example for TV tonight. There's a video floating around. Don't go look it up. Please don't go look it up. There's a video floating around, a home video someone took, Some sick freak took their child to one of these shows. There was a transvestite on stage, and the child was encouraged to and did reach up and touch the nether region. All right, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I talked to the production staff about it, and they said, hey, video's really bad. What do you want to do? And I agonized over it. I want to show people. I want people to see. But I also don't want a family to sit down in the living room and watch me on the first TV at 9 p.m. Eastern, and all of a sudden a parent has to explain to their six-year-old son why they're seeing some freak on the... I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to do that to you. I don't think that's fair to you. I love the idea, and I've always loved the idea, of having a show that you can leave on. You got to run into the store real quick. Your kids are in the car. You can leave it on, and you know for a fact, by the time you get back, I'm not going to have said anything you're going to be ashamed of. I like that. So I don't know how to deal with stuff like this. I'll tell you what. I'm just going to read the headline. I'm going to speak on it for just a quick second, and then we're going to move on, okay? Top surgery drastically improves quality of life for young transgender people, study finds. One, always keep in mind, they always find a study because they always pay for a study. Hey, Chris, I've got a few hundred bucks here. I want you to go out and do a study to see if people love the Jesse Kelly Show. How's that sound, Chris? What kind of study results do you think I'd get back? Well, actually, they'd probably be terrible because we all know Chris would just pocket the money for himself. But you understand what I mean. They pay for the study that proves what they want. I don't know how we continue on like this. That this is something, how many years have we spent pointing out barbaric countries that treat women and children like cattle? And we point them out and we mock them and look, can you imagine living in that place? Let me ask you something. Have you ever said that about a Muslim country, maybe? Maybe one where the women have to be fully clothed. I mean, they're basically treated like crap. Have you ever said that about one of those countries? I have. Okay, fair. What do you think they're saying about us? Have you thought about that before? I think about it now. It hurts me when I think about it. We look at them. Oh, dude, you got your wife chained up. You beat her. What kind of barbarians are you? The kids can't even go to school. Man, you guys suck. You know what I'd do if I was him? I'd say, oh, you think I'm a barbarian? Your doctors cut the breasts off of teenage girls. Who's the barbarian? I don't know. I think about that sometimes. All right, you know what? 877-377-4373. Catherine and Brandon, we got a tag team on the line in Missouri. Go.
Hello, Jesse Kelly. It's me, Brandon. My mom is currently shopping, but I just wanted to say how I very much appreciate you and your show. It helps me be more aware about the bad things like the communists. Sorry, I can't words. But I just wanted to say that.
And Brandon?
Thank you very much.
How old are you, buddy?
11.
Brandon, you speak better into the telephone calling into a national radio show than 99% of the adults that call in. You just keep on keeping on. You're going to take my job from me one day. 877-377-4373. All right, Steve in Idaho, go.
Hey, Jesse. I've been listening to Rush and Hannity and Glenn Beck for 30 years. I really like your program. I'm a former combat Marine. MCRD 67, was in Vietnam 68 to 70, Tet, and I've been everywhere. I've been wounded 3 times. I got 2 Bronze Stars, several Purple Hearts. I really like your program. I like what you stand for, and keep up the good work, brother, because we need more people like you. We don't need these communist candy ass. I'm a little rough around the edges. I'm old school.
Any man who was in Vietnam fighting for this country in 1968 in the Tet Offensive can call into my show any daggone time he wants. Semper Fi, my man. All right. You got to love this. You notice we've had this talk before on the show that once you see the system and you see how all the different cultural pillars work together And because it's one broken, despicable ideology that now runs all of our cultural institutions. They've taken over all of them. So they're always working together. And once you've stepped outside and stepped back and you can see them working together, you can't unsee it. And actually, it's one of those things that's almost frustrating because you want everyone to see it, but people can't see it. And it's right in front of their eyes. And this is one of the ones that I've loved recently. Eating bugs. How many places do you see this now? Advertisements on TV, movie stars. Oh my gosh, the cockroach milk. It's the best. A new study out of this university, a new study out of this magazine. Have you heard that ants are delicious? Over and over and over again. This is all part of the climate change genocidal death cult that's trying to tell you that you're not supposed to eat cows anymore because their farts are changing the weather or something like that. So that's one of the things I've seen. Another thing you'll see as the system works, as every pillar works with each other, you'll see how they run protection rackets on each other's behalf. And so I got to love this one. You know, obviously, you know the economy is bad. Anyone who's bought groceries knows it's bad. I don't need to beat you over the face with something you know. But it's going to get much worse. I'm sorry. It's going to get much, much worse. How much worse? Well, I was talking to a finance guy this morning. Actually, I was talking to my father-in-law, Corbett, this morning. And he was talking about, he's a finance guy, and he's talking about the various factors that there are out there that you look at, whether a recession's coming. And here's what's crazy. They're all bad. It's not like there's one that's bad. They're all bad. It sucks really bad. And so it's coming. It's going to be very deep, and it's going to last a while. Maybe a few years. It's going to last a bit. So when I saw this article today, I got to be honest, it gave me a sticker. We'll talk about the article real quick. Take a couple more of those. 877-377-4373. Get to some emails. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you miss me? I know it was only a couple minutes, but look, when I'm without me, I miss me, Chris. I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I've missed you. Look, you wouldn't know what it's like to be a world-famous author, Chris. All right? World-famous author and chef, world-famous author, chef, band, front man, deleterious consequences. We still haven't gotten that band quite taken off yet. We're in the garage band thing. We're waiting to be discovered. We'll see how it goes. All right. In fact, you know what? Johnny has a really good idea before I go into this horrible economic news. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, you need to take up the harmonica. I'll give you some quick advice. Get yourself a Hohner Special 20 in the key of C, the key of A, and the key of D. You'll be able to jam to a lot of Creedence Clearwater Revival with those harmonicas. And if you're struggling with it, when we're in Israel, I'll throw you a few pointers because I could play a little bit. And once you learn how to bend a note, you're on the freeway, baby.
I don't think I'm fat enough to play the harmonica. And this is what I mean. No, hear me out. I'm 6'8", 230. I feel like harmonica should be for bigger people, for fat people. No, it looks cooler when you're like the Blues Traveler guy. You remember that Blues Traveler guy? Blues Traveler was a sweet band. You wouldn't understand, Chris. You're not a front man. But it made it better that he was fat. The harmonica is a fat guy's instrument. Is it not a fat person's instrument? Anyway, what did he call it? A homo C? Hono C? What did he call it, Chris? A Hohner 20. A Hohner 20 in C. What is that supposed to mean? That's the key it plays? What is that? The key it plays. I didn't know there were different harmonicas. I'm a front man, Chris, okay? Instruments aren't my thing. I sing with passion, all right? You wouldn't understand, all right? You're going to get kicked out of the band. All right, back to what we were saying. Just setting this up here. Remember, I know it's bad now economically. I'm going to leave this up to Stanley Druckenmiller to explain to you. He's one of these big shot hedge fund guys because I've explained my thinking on this. I want you to listen to this. Remember, we're at the just the tip phase. It's long. This is longer than I normally play. It's almost a couple minutes. Listen to this.
There was a time you went to college campuses and you talked about an equity and debt. I think in this case, it wasn't necessarily Fed induced, but it was entitlement induced. Yeah. and that it could come. This was 10 years ago, and I think you said sometime between, you know, Nostradamus.
2020,
you said 2020 and 2035.
Yeah.
So it's 2000. Is it 2022? Is it happening?
We are in deep trouble. So everything I said at those colleges is worse in terms of the metrics, except for one thing. And what I miscalculated was I didn't calculate zero rates. I used 4% rates. But the only thing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton agreed on in 2016 was don't cut Social Security, don't cut entitlements. So nothing was done. Joe Biden has excoriated Rick Scott because he dared mention maybe we shouldn't be increasing senior pays. But if you look at the reversal I just talked about, and you use the CBO estimate, which is rates at 3.8%, which I think, frankly, is pretty optimistic, given all the things we've talked about. By 2027, the interest expense alone on the debt eats all healthcare spending. By 2047, it eats all discretionary spending. So we're now getting into fiscal dominance. By the way, by 49, it eats all Social Security. We're getting to the point now where the interest expense on the debt is so high that it's going to eat up our ability to basically service the next generation. I'm not even sure about the current one.
Okay.
That's some bright, sunny news, huh? Oh, that's great news. What's wild is we don't even talk about Medicare or Social Security or Medicaid when, if you ever look at a pie chart of the U.S. budget, they just gobble it up. And what happens one day when the checks start coming? Anyway, so things are bad, right? So you get articles like this from the Washington Post. I'm not even making this up. Seven ways a recession could be good for you financially. I'm not going to bother going through the items because it's hilariously bad. I mean, like, item number one is home prices may finally come down to reasonable levels. One, what's reasonable mean? Is there a reasonable level? Because I'll tell you what, home prices in free fall, which they currently are, doesn't feel good as someone who owns a home. It's the biggest investment I own. It's the biggest investment most people own. It's their home. It's where all your equity is. It's sitting there in your home. But of course, the dirty communist scum at the Washington Post think it's great. Do you know what else I heard this morning talking to my father-in-law? A few years ago, if you bought a $700,000 house, okay, so I know that's a big house. It was his number, not mine. It's a big house. If you bought a $700,000 house and put 20% down, your monthly payment would be the same as the guy who buys a home today, only buys a $395,000 house. Interest rates are smashing people to bits right now. Because the economy is at just the tip phase of a very, very deep, very, very dark recession. This is the tip of the iceberg. Because of that, the system is going to start churning out these articles all the time as long as Joe Biden remains president. As long as Joe Biden remains president, you're going to start getting these articles. Hey, man, it's actually good for you. Hey, high gas prices, that's exciting. Here's why. Tune into the New York Times. That's what you're going to see now, because all parts of the system work together against you. All right. Apparently DeSantis, they're accusing him of calling Trump a nut. What? Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars,
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't need no civil war. What, Chris? Don't turn down the music when I sound better when the music's behind me. What? I was hitting a C note. Isn't that what you said it is? That was a C. That was a hard C? Is that what? I don't know. I got to be frank with you. I got kicked out of choir in the sixth grade. That's a true story. They kicked me out of choir. You had to take band or choir. I chose choir. I guess it was my behavior or something like that. They kicked me out, but they wouldn't let me in the band either. So I just got to go to study hall. How sweet is that? Ha ha! Kids, you too can be like me. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, I've been telling you, no one likes to hear this, but that Trump and Heavy D are going to fight. And even if they don't want to fight, and they probably don't want to fight right now. I mean, they are friendly. They're not on bad terms, but the media is going to stoke it endlessly. You already saw the New York Times. They released Trump calling Heavy D fat or something like that, or phony. Daily Mail got in on it today. DeSantis thinks Trump is beeping nuts and shouldn't run. Of course, no one actually puts their name on any of these. And many of these can be and probably are lies. These are lies. They're just making this stuff up. But they're effective lies. Because what happens? Trump calls Heavy D fat. What happens? Every reporter in the state of Florida. Hey, Heavy D. Hey, sorry about the hurricane. Did you hear Trump called you a fatso? Hey, what do you think about Trump calling you a fatso? Hey, Trump called you fat. Hey, fatty. Trump has a question. And eventually, human nature is you break down and you say something back. You just say, it doesn't even have to be harsh. Well, like he should talk. And boom, it's on. Same thing with Heavy D. Everywhere he goes, they're going to ask him that. Everywhere Trump goes, they're going to ask him about Heavy D. Hey, Donald Trump, I heard Heavy D called you nuts. Did you hear that? He said you're nuts. Hey, what do you think about that? He said you're nuts. Eventually, one of the two, probably both of them, because again, they're men. It's human nature. One of them or both of them, they're going to break. They're going to start snapping at each other. And then it's on. That's just how it works. And I know you're going to call or email in and you're going to tell me something. And I totally get it. I'm not saying you're nuts or wrong. You're going to say something to the effect of, they should join forces. They need to join forces. I would love for them to join forces. So would you. I would love if I walked out of the studio tonight after the show and I looked up in the sky and God just chose to put a little Sour Patch Kid cloud right above me. And it just rained a few Sour Patch Kids on me. And then I would eat those Sour Patch Kids and life would be fun. We don't get what we want. All right. Reality is what it is. If you're tuning into this show so somebody can put baby powder on your butt for you, you have tuned into the wrong show. Not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, I was a Rush baby, and El Jefe, he was the mayor of Rioville. So Thanks for bringing it to us. The whole thing about Lizzo dancing with James Madison's flute is as preposterous as it is that we have a senile old man running the show. and the media covers for him. And it's just, I mean, you can't watch it and not recoil in horror. And that is the position that we're sitting on the world stage with. That's what world leaders are looking at, is that 100%. Man who was 100%. Asking a man in a wheelchair to stand up and be recognized. What is
100%. And understand this, and I know Brody does, and I know you do because we talked about it earlier. Understand the humiliating part of it. That is intentional. That's on purpose. That is the norm. When you, my buddy Daryl Cooper of Martyr Made made this point, so I want to give him credit for it. But when you conquer somebody, the norm throughout history is humiliation of some kind. You will humiliate them, torture them, parade them through the city streets, whatever the case may be. Humiliation of the people you've conquered is the point. Remember, do you remember during COVID, I know you do, when you had all these people, I could give you endless names, from Pelosi to Gavin Newsom to all these people who would give you these declarations of you can't, don't travel, wear your mask. And then the next day we'd see internet video of them traveling in Florida on the beach, no mask, out at the bars. Woohoo, life's good. And we thought, because this is what conservatism has been most of my life, we thought you could just, they're hypocrites. Look at their hypocrites. It's not that they're hypocrites. It's that they think they're better than you. They think they are the rulers, you're the peasants. Of course, the peasants don't get to do the same thing the rulers do. That's one. Two, they knew they were going to get caught. That's half the point. It's not just enough. When you get to the place of corruption and broken arrogance, like this commie filth who runs our country is, when you get to this point, you have to understand how truly depraved these people are. It's not enough to simply be a king or a queen who doesn't have to live with the peasants. That's not enough. That's not near enough for these people. It's not enough because they're empty inside. They're completely empty inside. It's not enough to simply live better. You have to make sure the peasants know. It's not enough to be king. What king have you heard about historically who he really kept to himself? You know, hey, no fancy jewels and stuff like that. He was just kind of one of the guys. Whenever he had a fancy party, he kept it quiet. He didn't want anyone to know. Have you ever heard of a story like that? No, when you're king, you parade through town on your golden throne with your crown of jewels on. When someone in your family's getting married, doesn't matter that the peasants are starving. You will throw a gigantic, lavish banquet with all the food and drink you can eat and your guests can eat. And you will do what? You will do what? You will make sure all the peasants know about it. Because it's important when you're one of these sickos. You don't think like this, so it's hard to understand. When you're one of these sickos, it is critical that you're constantly reminding the peasants they're peasants. Hey, I'm Gavin Newsom. When I gave out COVID guidance, you didn't think that was for me, right? Oh, you thought it was for me? Here, allow me to accidentally be caught going out to dinner that same night with 20 friends. Whoops, got caught again. Whoops, caught again. They always acted like they were shocked getting caught. Some of these people didn't even bother hiding it. It's like Michigan. Michigan would lock down their state. Boom, right on a plane, heading down to Florida. Woohoo, Margaritaville. The humiliation, it is the point. Them speaking down to you is the point. That's why they do what they do. Jane, New York, go.
Hey, but you're spot on about what you're saying. I'm with you. I miss New York City also. But, okay, the word is concierge, okay? I grew up in an Italian, a Sicilian political family, which was like living in hell. And these people, they use fear. They use anger. Do you ever listen to Biden's voice? He sounds like he's trying out for a Z-rated porn flick every time he speaks. And they are control freaks. He has no brain. He just wants to be in charge. And now, here in New York, geez, good God, now we have to listen to Cuomo. They're playing him again. Now, there are Italians, and there are Italians. My daddy helped clean up Miami. There are the other Italians who are considered Guinea street rats. And that's what we're seeing in today's world. And we listen to Biden and the people who back him. and they're just perverted liars, and that's
Jane,
what they are.
Jane, before I let you go, can you say that word for me one more time? Concierge? Is that right?
Concierge. It's kind of a silent G. It's
concierge. Is that better?
Concierge.
Yes. Concierge. I'm getting it, Chris. Chris is Jane. You should see Chris how jealous he is over here because he can't speak Italian like you and me. Gosh, it's so. I'm so embarrassed for you, Chris, sitting here right next to somebody who's trilingual now between this and Spanish. And look, I hope you're embarrassed. All right, we still have a segment left. Don't worry. Now, we may not be able to say words on the show, but at least we're not part of the low T GOP on the show. You know why? Because we take the male vitality stack from Chalk. You know, I've been on this thing for like 7-8 months now. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack too. The difference in my energy level and focus. You know how nice it is to, I don't remember the last time I had afternoon caffeine. No more afternoon cups of coffee, nothing like that. It just doesn't happen for me anymore. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days with natural supplements. Nobody's sticking a needle in your arm, not big pharma crap. Chalk can do that for you, and they have a subscription now. 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. And look, you can cancel the subscription at any time. They don't do ripoffs there. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. You never have to worry about ordering it again and save a fortune. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. Yes, it's still us. I realize the musical selection is a touch out of the norm, but we do have breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse. Coolio, the singer of that song that every white person awkwardly rapped back when it came out, he has been found, according to TMZ, he's been found dead on a bathroom floor at 57. So rest in peace, Coolio. 59, dead at 59. Friends found him. They declared it cardiac arrest. We're not going to speculate on any of that. It's not the time for that. Prayers to the man, prayers to the man's family. It is kind of odd. When you're 41, people you know, not know personally, but people you've watched on television or songs you've listened to, they start dying. And I remember, because I've spent a lot of time with older people. I enjoy sitting down with older people, especially veterans, and just talking to them. And they're so funny, and there's so much wisdom there. And I've spent so much time with veterans at various events and stuff like that over the years. And they all used to tell me, yeah, wait till everyone you know starts dying. And look, someone can tell you that all you want when you're younger. That doesn't really make an impact, right? But then people start dying, and it's just, oh, well, I had his CD. Chris, do you even know what a CD is? Don't act like I'm just supposed to know, you children know. Michael's probably never owned a CD. Michael, have you ever had a CD? Oh, he says he has CDs. He's a liar, though. Michael's such a liar. That's a good way to get thrown out of the band, Michael. All right. You know what? Before we get to headlines I did want to get to a couple more emails. Jesse, I had Total Wireless through Walmart. Service was just as good as Verizon, same antenna usage. I received a letter that Verizon bought out Total Wireless, which many in your audience may not know. I immediately talked to Household 6 and switched to PureTalk. The customer service was in the same state as me, could not have been easier. While Total Wireless was cheap, $110 for three smartphones, I was able to reduce it down to $81 for three lines. Also got my month using your promo code. Don't feed the commies. His name is Steve. I love these stories. My favorite story is about Pure Talk. It's not about the money. I like that people save money. Remember, my bill got cut in half. Average family saves $900 a year. I like that. Okay, everyone likes money. I like that you're not sending money to communist scum like Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile anymore. And I love the American customer service. Maybe that's because I'm an impatient human being. I'm so tired of dealing with people who don't speak or understand English and who aren't friendly or helpful. How many times have you talked to somebody customer service wise and yeah, well, I don't know. Why'd you do? I don't know. I'll get the ball. I don't know. That drives me insane. Pure Talk, you speak to an American who speaks English and they're wonderful and they have a deal right now. On top of all the other savings, you get 50% off your first month. You have to go to puretalk.com. Well, never mind. You know what? Do this. Make this easier. From your cell phone, dial #250 and just say Jesse Kelly. That's the easiest way to do it. Pick up your cell phone, #250, hit send, and say Jesse Kelly. Less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes. It's cake. Stop sending money to those crappy organizations. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Republicans are furious a driver was released after killing extremist teen. Listen to how they talk about Kaylor Ellingson. Extremist teen? And why is the guy who mowed him down on purpose with an SUV and then said it was because he was an extremist, why is he in the headlines called a driver instead of a murderer, which is what he is? I'll tell you why. It's because the people who write for this publication, which happens to be Vice, and most of the people who bring you the news and the people who run your politics, they're actually thrilled if you get killed for what you believe. Which leads us right into man who shot right to life volunteer says it was an accident. We all know he's going to get off scot-free. Analysis. Biden frees 1.35 million illegal aliens into the U.S. since taking office, exceeding the populations of 8 states. Remember, they're remaking your country on purpose without a second thought. Without a second thought, they're watering down, destroying your culture. It's not just the destruction of symbols. It's not just Lizzo, you know, I don't know, wallowing around with a flute on stage. It's about bringing in people with no loyalty whatsoever to this country to make sure you are crowded out more and more and more. Sanctions and U.S. opposition couldn't stop Nord Stream and Russian gas, but sabotage might have done the job. Yes, and just a quick reminder about what our president said in February.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. EU threatens the strongest possible response to Nord Stream pipeline. They're claiming Russia sent its people down underneath the water to blow this thing up. Look, that may be true. I don't know. I don't know who did it. I don't know if America did it. I don't know if Russia did it. I don't know if the Swedes did it. It was probably Israel, Chris. Quit. Stop. We can make what, Chris? See, that's what I say, Chris. It doesn't make sense that Russia would do it. Why wouldn't they just turn it off, right, if you wanted? I don't know who did it. I don't know that we'll know for some time, but you should know this. I talked to someone about it. It was definitely a professional job. You don't just, believe me, nobody just went out with some snorkel gear and a grenade and put 3 holes in this pipeline. These pipes are significant, significant. If you're going to put holes in one, especially put holes in one under the water, it's a professional job. Trucks arrive in the Bronx to begin Tent City for 1,000 migrants. Welcome to Del Rio, Texas. I'm a cuddle therapist. You know what? I'm not even reading the rest of that headline. Pelosi pushes bill banning lawmakers from trading stock. The guts on this woman after her husband has spent a lifetime making a fortune with some really, really well-timed trades that happen to coincide with things that pass and don't pass the House. It's so crazy. Now that she's 9,000 years old and made of 90% plastic, she's going to sail off into the sunset and ban everyone else from trading stocks. Gosh. All right. You can email me, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. There's something else I haven't been telling you all week because I knew you were going to get mad at me because I was just gone for 2 days. I'm not going to be here the next 2 days. I'm sorry. That's all. Goodbye.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.